Welcome to the Agent Success Institute podcast. This is a space where you can learn, gain confidence, and grow your business as an independent agent, not part of a real estate team. We're happy to have you with us today, so let's get started. So the other day I was talking to a realtor friend, and he mentioned that he has 400 people on MLS searches who are getting searches from him for houses that meet their criteria. And that blew my mind. So I wanted to talk to you about that a little bit today and kind of my thoughts on that. So my first thought is that if you have 400 people on your email list for MLS searches, I guarantee you probably at least 2/3 and most likely more of them are also getting searches from other realtors. And the realtor who's going to win their business is the one who actually has some kind of a relationship and a back and forth with them that you don't have if you have 400 people on your list. So let's start with making the assumption that that was just an exaggerated number in a conversation going back and forth. So let's say that he has 200 people that he's sending them to. It's the same thing. So my kids go to a small school and they have anywhere between high 60s to low 80s number of kids in their class. And they cannot even name all of the kids in their class. And I'm just like, you guys, you've gone to school with most of these kids in kindergarten. How do you not know their name? You have like 80 kids max, right? And all they have to do is know their name and they see them every single day. Now, they know most of their names, but there's some that they don't know their name of. So let's take this into my realtor friend. So if he has 400 people or 200 people, let's say, on his list, I guarantee you, if he sees those names, he probably does not know who half of them are. So if he doesn't know who they are, they probably don't have any relationship with him to give them a call to find a house. So when you have so many people, it's not this great thing that you think it would be like, oh, I have, 200 buyers or 400 buyers, because they're probably never going to buy a house from you. And so it's better to have a smaller list of people who are actually going to buy a house from you and going to have a relationship with you rather than go to somebody else. Because if you have that many people, I'm sure they're doing other searches. Here's an example. I had a guy I've known very well for a long time, and he forwarded me a property that he wanted to look at that was like acreage. So I had sold them their house. This was acreage down in another area. And he forwarded me the email, and it was very eye-opening that even people who you have a relationship with might be getting emails from other agents, because this email came from another agent closer to where that land is. So it made me realize that, and we should all know this, people know more than one realtor. So if you have a buyer or a seller that you're working with, there might have a neighbor two streets down that sells, or maybe their aunt sells or whatever. There's always different people they know who sells real estate. They just might not know who to pick. And so if you're the realtor who has 200 people on your email list that you're sending houses to, especially if you're not communicating with those people, they're not buying from you. They're buying from that neighbor that lives two streets down or person they met at the open house or whatever. So even though in theory, it sounds great that we have so many people that we're working with, quote unquote, if we're just having that many people on our email list of MLS searches, they're not going to buy from us because they are not looking to us as their primary real estate source. We're just another random person who has them on a search. Now let's go back to my agent friend with the 400 that we're narrowing down to say it's 200 people on his MLS search. When I do MLS searches, I do something called a concierge mode. And what that means is that, and I think a lot of MLS systems have this, but before any listing goes to the client, I review it. So I'm going to make sure that it meets their criteria. So for example, let's say that they would like to have a certain size of yard because they want to have, a swing set in it. It could vary if a house meets their not just on the lot size per se, but on the layout. And so that could make a difference of if they like it or not. And I can do that very quickly. It doesn't take a lot of time, but if I'm not doing the concierge mode, it's not going to, they're going to get a lot of houses they might not be interested in. And that looks poorly on me. Like I am not meeting their needs. I can, and his comment to that was that if you do your search specific enough to what they want, then it will only send them things that they would like to have, which is true to some degree, but not always. So for example, let's say that, like I said, with the swing set, they want a swing set, it may or may not show up. If they want to, you know, be more of an open floor plan, let's say, there's not going to be a search match that says if it has an open floor plan. So that's something that I can look at by the pictures. A really big one is going to be if it's updated or not. So if somebody says, I am not handy at all, I don't have a lot of extra money, I need to make sure that it is, you know, relatively updated. That's not going to, there's not a button on your concierge mode that says house updated. Let's say that they say, you know, we don't have a lot of money. We have money to update, but we want to make sure it has, you know, mechanicals that are newer. Well, there's not a search button that says that your furnace is less than 5 years old, for example. So by doing that concierge mode, I can make sure that everything I send them is going to be a good match for them. The other reason I like to do that is then if there's a house that fits their needs that I think is a great option for them, I can call them right away and say, hey, I just found this house and I think it would be great for you. And when you have that, then when you have it on concierge mode, you can do that. If you don't, then it's not going to be able to show up for them. So I just want you to know that even though it says, you know, you can feel great about having a lot of searches on your MLS, that's great. But it doesn't mean the more the merrier. It means that you want to have good leads with good searches that you can actually help them find a house. And you can be that person that captures their business by meeting their needs, not just throwing them into a portal system and then sending them things randomly. That's not building a relationship. That's not helping your client in the long term. And that's not the way that we like to do business. So I hope this helped. And if you have any questions, of course, always reach out. That's it for today. Thanks for listening, and may your career be blessed as you bless others.